Welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We're glad you could join us today. The Northern Nerd is the Northwoods entertainment, media, and creative hub. Each show includes different guests that come from all walks of life with stories to share. Enjoy our latest episode. If you like the Northern Nerd Podcast and other things created by the Northern Nerd, please consider supporting us by going to our online store at www.thenorthernnerd.com/online store. And there you're going to find our hats, our coffee mugs, our t-shirts, and not just stuff with our logos on them, but other things with the Northwoods in mind. If you go there right now and you go to checkout and you type in promo code podcast as you're checking out, you're going to get 10% off your next order. Please consider supporting the Northern Nerd, and thank you for being a nerd. This week's episode features my high school buddies, Eddie, David, and Mitch, and we had such a fun time together the first time that we decided that we had to get together again. So I worked pretty hard on trying to get my garage all set up because we wanted to do something where we grilled out beforehand. So we made brats, and then we just sat around in a circle, just like old times, and were able to catch up and things like that. Last time we cracked open the yearbook, this time we're just reflecting on small town life, things that you commonly see and what life is like in a small town and different things of that nature. So enjoy our laughter and enjoy our conversations in our local directions. Here we go. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We are podcasting tonight for the first time in my garage and hanging out here with David, Eddie, and Mitch again. Eddie's rolling the dice by joining us for another episode.
Yeah, 2.0.
Yep.
Last one kind of bit me in the ass a little bit. Sorry, Mom. This is a public apology to you. apparently, we talked about some stories that have never been heard before, probably for good reason.
Yeah.
But whatever. We had a good laugh about it.
Yeah, it was a good time.
She didn't.
She might not have laughed. Might not have laughed. I think I got called out on it at Thanksgiving dinner.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's right.
Remember, because we were... We were riding around with Doug, and... somehow that got brought up because I think she had told my aunt, and then
didn't he say something about it?
Yeah, and then he's we're riding around in the truck looking for deer, and he goes, "I'm gonna bring that up at Thanksgiving tonight." And I was like, "No, please don't, please don't." And he's like, "I will. It's gonna be subtle, but it might happen."
Did he bring it up or did she bring it up?
No, he brought it up.
Nice.
It was like after dinner. Yeah. It was after dinner, and I was just like. Yeah, so me and Dave and Eddie were riding around today talking about old times, having a few laughs, and my mom, I was like completely across the table, and my mom just, she like kind of hit the table, and she's like, "That reminds me, Eddie, what the hell?" And I was like, "Oh,
here we go."
Yep, I was like, "Oh, damn it, Doug."
We apologize, Donna.
Yeah, won't happen again.
Yep.
Maybe.
We'll see. So this time of year is typically a time for Berkey and when we have a downtown finish and stuff like that. But this year just looks a little bit different. But to you guys, what does Berkey really mean for you?
I honestly haven't been around for it much.
No.
I mean,
yeah.
School, it was days off school. I've gone and watched it a couple times because I've had cousins and my sister did it once. So I'd go and watch. But and then more recent years gone out to the bars after, but usually not around for it. So,
Yeah, I think I'm saying, but I've been gone for, Cause the first one was on last year that I met up with you, Eddie.
Yep.
Main Street.
Yep.
Besides that, I mean, that's pretty much it. Go there, swing a cowbell a few times.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't think I ever went to the Berkey until I graduated high school.
I've been to like 3 or 4 before then.
I've gone to 2.
I guess the only thing I ever did associated was when we were super little and we had, was it like the Barnaberkey?
Oh, yeah.
And we would go there as like a class, you know.
Yeah.
You take or you just walk over from the school because it's right there, and some kids would ski like 20 feet. You just sit there and have a good time.
That almost made me want to join skiing just to be like, yeah. All right, I'm getting out early, guys.
Yeah, this here is we awesome.
Go. Yeah.
But ever since I started going, it's been I've had a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I always kind of blew it off because it was like, we didn't have school, so it was a perfect time to like go on a vacation with your family or do something mm-hmm. that you can't always do.
And town's usually packed.
Town's packed, but it's like, whatever. I guess I'll try it out when I was like 19. And I'm like, oh my God, there's like 20,000 people here. This is a blast.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've missed a year ever since then.
Yeah. I think the coolest part is, yeah, seeing all these different people from different areas of the world come, and there's some common things that you can share. Like as people are coming down, whether you're ringing a Berkey bell or mm-hmm. toasting with each other, yeah, like it's
drinking
it's,
an angry minnow.
Yeah. It's always a good time. So
absolutely.
Yeah. You going to cable tomorrow then for it?
Well, they're not allowing any spectators this year.
Oh, okay.
I think
I didn't even know that.
Can you walk out to the trail like in the woods at like Bitch Hill or something?
It's
maybe. I mean, like if I dress in like a ghillie suit or yeah. something like that.
White camo.
Just like yeah. What's that movie with Mark Wahlberg, Shooter?
Yeah.
I'd have to just crawl out there and be like, all right, this is the dedication here.
That would be serious dedication.
Yeah, that'd be next level. I don't think I got it in me yet, to be honest with you.
Pretty cold.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Well,
that's a
good
work.
Day for ice fishing, I guess.
Yeah.
How long ago was it that Berkey, they canceled Berkey because it was
2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that was strictly because of no snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this, I mean,
people still went out though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people, it was kind of like a last minute thing. So it was a little bit different, but with all the festivities of Berkey and stuff like that, there's a lot of people that make their way to the mock and different things like that. But how do you know that you're in like a, what are the signs that you're in a small town bar?
Mounts.
Yeah.
Any taxidermy?
Yep. Popcorn machine.
Yep. Definitely just a small bar usually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Usually not very big.
But those are the bars
unless you're at like Trails
End
or something, which is pretty decent size, but like, dude, those small bars are the most fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Plywood Palace?
No. Sounds like a fire hazard.
I don't even know if that's the right name, honestly. This was probably 2 or 3 years ago now. Me and some buddies of mine from Ladysmith went up to, what's the big island on Lake Superior? Madeline Island that you take the ferry to?
Apostle?
Yeah.
One of them.
I think
Madeline's you start in Bayfield and then
like
you go.
Tom's Burndown Cafe is the big bar there and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's Madeline.
Yep.
So we were going there, and on the way there, we got like past Grandview, but we're still like a ways away from Ashland. And my buddy's like, let's go to the Plywood Palace. And everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about? And we drove like 12, 13 miles off of Highway 63. Forgot where your mouth was.
I do that way more than I should.
We got a little accident here on set. It's okay. It's Mitch is taking care of it.
Didn't hit the electronics, so we're good.
Yeah.
But anyway, we drove like 12, 13 miles off of Highway 63. And we're just driving down this road, and we passed this like building, if that's what you want to call it, that was like
shanty.
Oh, it was, yes, that's a great word for it. And it was literally a bunch of plywood. And my buddy's like, that's it. I'm like, what are you talking about? So we go in there, and it's like, you know, when you have an outdoor garage or even an indoor garage in bad shape, that all the salt goes down and just cracks the shit out of the concrete, and it's all different levels. The mm-hmm. frost moves it and stuff. That's what the floor of this bar was like. And there was one bartender behind the bar, and it was like they had a jukebox, a pool table that had like 3.5 legs. There was a stack of 2x4s.
I was gonna say, how do you play pool on an uneven?
It was crazy. It was like the best place I've ever been to, but the worst at the same time, you know. And then you go to order a drink,
they punch you in the face.
I felt like he was going to, okay. But he would like grab a freaking cup. and wipe it out with a rag that who knows how long. It was a dry rag, but who knows how long, you know.
It was brown, but it used to be white.
Yeah. And then he grabbed the ice by hand, put it in your drink, pour your drink. And then a buddy of mine ordered a beer because he saw how I mixed a drink. And he just opened a fridge. And he's like, I got Busch Light, Coors Light, Lineys, just a couple of regular old beers. And then he's like, all right, I'll have a Busch Light. He just grabbed it out of a 30-pack of beer, a can of it. He's like, all right, $1.25.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was the craziest thing. I wish I don't even know where it is. I would probably not be able to find it, but I wish I could. I hope that guy is still in business.
It was one of those mythical places, like it never actually existed, and right. It just was there.
Yeah.
I was just sleeping like in the back of a grocery store, but it's a bar too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Vanderhyde's.
Yeah. Oh, I was just thinking about that.
Remember when we went in
Circus
there?
Peanuts like, and all that stuff in there?
Like 20-year-old batteries hanging on the rack still.
Yeah. Remember when we went there?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We were only there for 15 minutes.
Tops.
That's a fun bar to go. It's like just to say that you went to it. Because like if you drive by it, you're like, oh, yeah, I haven't been there once.
Mm-hmm. Don't need to go back.
Yeah,
I would.
Do you guys have a favorite like bar that you were at in college?
Ooh. The arena.
The arena. Yeah, Cahoots.
I mean, Cahoots was fun, but it would never be my favorite.
It was only my favorite because it was just
waterfront on fun. Sundays was probably my favorite.
Omni.
Yeah.
Stout. How about you?
I'd say
you're a big pickle guy.
No, I went to one pickle fest, dressed as Buddy the Elf, and that was enough for me. That was like the pickle Christmas kind of thing. But no, it was more so like the Pio. That's where I'd spend a lot of time.
I don't
Pioneer. It's right. It's right next to the pickle.
Yep.
But like,
it's kind of like a long,
dark
bar. Everything's wood.
Yeah. Well, they had like my freshman and sophomore year, they had different owners, and then the owners of the pickle bought it. And so for my junior and senior year, it was just a lot different. Mm-hmm. And it was like a second pickle.
Oh.
But I liked it before because you could actually like sit at a table, like have some beer and have some like Gardettos. That was
relax
the best thing.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
They just hooked you up with free Gardettos. And so the whole night you're just like, yes, so let's get the rye chips. Let's go.
There.
Yeah. And so now I'd say the Pio is my favorite bar, but Sheenan's for dancing.
That's a good
like
bar.
If you make it to Sheenan's, you're like, you're in pretty rough shape.
Yeah. There's not really a lot of dancing going on. It's just like moving your
is it like
body.
A fog machine and you're just like trying to find your friends.
Yeah. You're trying to stand up and it looks like dancing and there's loud music around.
Standing up without leaning on something.
Yeah. Dave, have you ever had any outings in Eau Claire? You ever partied there?
Twice.
Really?
I think they're all house parties though, because
That would have been right when we started college.
Yeah. Because I was still at Platteville then.
Who do we know in Eau Claire?
Think hard.
I know. That's a long time.
Side story. Oh.
Got it.
Yeah, Dahl and I were talking about that bridge. The railing on that bridge is like...
They have some really low, bridges there. They don't have
the
very tall railings.
To the campus or something like that?
Well, there's that footbridge, but then there's also one on Lake Street.
It's over a river, isn't it?
Yeah.
People have died on that bridge, haven't they? Like when they fall over.
Yeah, one of my writing professors actually wrote a book on that.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened quite a bit then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess so.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the river and the cross.
Students
die in that thing every year. It sucks, but water. Well, I guess you shouldn't mix in on water.
Yeah.
Is that too dark?
Oh my gosh. Folks, we understand if
we can cut that out. That was a little much. Oh God.
Yeah. Is there kind of switching gears here? I don't know how to transition out of that.
Sorry.
Do you guys have like a favorite mom and pop restaurant, like whether it's in the Hayward area or just a place that you've been to over the years?
Mitch, I feel you got one. Just
it's hard. There's a lot of them.
I could pick a favorite.
There's so many.
Because some have
if you had like your top three.
Depends what I want to eat.
Right.
Okay. Let's narrow it. Breakfast.
Yep. Used to be Cooper's.
Yeah.
Hands mm-hmm. down. I like River Street that's there now, but their mm-hmm. breakfast doesn't hold up to Cooper's. Everything else does.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I don't even know. Probably Hayward Family Restaurant for breakfast now.
Yeah. Skillets, meat lover skillet. Oh, can't go wrong with that.
Hayward skillet. I would say either Hayward Family Restaurant or Robin's now.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What, Dave?
I like doing Marie's Hideaway. Stone Lake's got some good stuff.
Yeah.
I like what about it there. Breakfast, though? They don't do breakfast anymore. Back when they did breakfast, though, holy crap.
I like Hayward Family Restaurant.
Even, remember the Loon Cafe in Stone Lake?
Oh, yeah.
Barely. Oh, it was like you go in there and get like a.
You're getting served by grandma.
Yeah, grandma serving you up. Takes a little bit to get your food, but
they had good pies there too.
Oh, it was
my grandma used to take me there a lot.
And it was like $4 for like
more
food.
Yeah,
so cheap.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
You get all you can eat breakfast for buffet for like $7.
Oh yeah.
There's some good places out in Sealy to eat for breakfast, isn't there? Not that I would ever drive from Stony to Sealy go for breakfast.
Bartan's Lumber, pretty good breakfast.
Yeah. I think Sawmill
Saloon's got it. Sawmill Saloon.
Yeah, they do breakfast.
Maybe. I know Lakewood's up in Cable. You've been there, Dave.
Some great Bloody Marys.
Better screwdrivers, but they do a I'm pretty sure they do a breakfast buffet. It must be, it might be just like a Sunday thing.
They do like Easter ones and Mother's Day ones, I know.
That's good stuff.
That whole area is pretty fun. I would never even think to have gone up there.
I know. In a way.
Dalton, favorite breakfast?
Favorite breakfast spot. I'd have to go with Hayward Family Restaurant.
Have any of you guys ever ate at the Delta Diner?
No.
That's pretty good too.
I've never been there, but I know that's like it was on like TV and
stuff. Oh yeah. There's also the Brick House in Cable is really good too for breakfast.
Place, isn't it too?
That's the River's Eatery.
Oh, okay.
So, but Delta Diner's good. Like, I want to say they have really good breakfast there. I've been there a couple times for it, but
don't you have to wait like 2 hours for a table there?
I'm not sure.
Probably worth it though.
Must be good.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It all depends on when you go.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like on Mondays, they just have Burger Mondays, so that's all you can order.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I live up that area.
You know,
yeah,
might as well.
Really, but cardinal direction.
Might as well make the trek. You pass Crosswoods on the way there.
Hey, what a place, huh?
Yeah,
what a place.
Best spaghetti I ever had.
Yeah. Best anything I ever had because Lynn's made it all.
Yeah,
lots of sandwiches.
Oh my god,
man.
So, I'm one for sandwiches, but I could not make that many sandwiches.
Yeah.
No.
So as things start to warm up here, do you guys have any like places that you'd want to travel to this summer?
If the border opens, I'm trying to go to Canada, but I know that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
All right, Canada, so we have to devise a plan to get you to Canada.
Yeah. There's a really big lake between us. You might be able to take a boat across. Just say you got lost. But now you're on the radar.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like to go salmon fishing on Lake Michigan, but I feel like I should probably travel a little farther than that. Like 4 hours ain't that far.
I'd like to go west again, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. Just with the way everything is, you're probably not going to get the full experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Your money's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you go like maybe national parks or somewhere a little more remote, but if you're trying to live up in a city, you're kind of screwed. But
yeah, if you're going to like a city to sightsee, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
I would never go to a city to sightsee.
That's not Mitch's speech. What? You, Mitch?
I didn't mean a city. I meant like a city as in like some like Sturgis, South Dakota or something where there's been like a TV show filmed or something.
Yeah.
I didn't mean a city like Chicago. I couldn't go there.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd go there quite a bit because I have a lot of family there.
I was about to say, don't you go there like
it's a fun place to visit, but I could never live.
We wouldn't see Eddie in New York City?
Honestly, I would like to go. But I just don't ever have a reason, you know.
Did you go on the class trip with Miss Schmidt?
No, I do wish I would have because I do feel like New York City
was so rushed
to see.
Yeah, because really you and I went on that same trip. Yeah. Well, all three of us did.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You are kind of moving at a quick pace on that one.
Yeah, you basically got to see it, and that was about it.
Yeah,
I would. That's all I'd want
to
do, though.
I think if I was going to go to New York, I would. I would have to be going there with the right group of people, and we would have to have a plan of something to do. I don't think I would ever go there just to go there.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to go to Niagara Falls, maybe.
I'd go to D.C. again.
I went to Niagara Falls, but I was like 6 months old, so...
So the memories. Yeah.
I mean, physically, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've well been in the womb.
Yeah.
DC is a cool city to go to when you actually can, like,
yeah,
enjoy
you got
it.
To go there.
Didn't you? I went there when I was, I think I was freshly 21.
See, I feel like you could spend like 2 weeks there if you like history.
Oh, it was, yeah. It was pretty cool. I went to like a business conference out there.
Oh, okay.
I had no place being there, but it was pretty awesome. It was at the same hotel that Ronald Reagan got shot at.
Sweet.
Yeah, like the funnel and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. John Erickson. That's who I went with.
Oh, man. That dude's a legend.
Oh, he
How is many a peanut M&Ms does he have? The yellow ones?
I don't know.
That dude's got jars of that stuff.
He's probably got a few million stashed up.
I was going to say, it's probably has. It's got to be some sort of record.
We probably can't talk about why that he has
right,
those stashed
yeah, that
up,
would be.
Okay.
It's a good yeah. thing.
Won't go there.
He's got them.
He's just a big fan of yellow M&Ms.
We'll yeah. He loves them. He's also a big fan of smoking cigarettes. I can tell you that. This dude, I don't know. He's got to be close to 70, if not over 70 now. I mean, because yeah. I met him 11 years ago. And he was old then. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah. He is
interesting
something else. Good guy. He's fun to talk
to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's just like, you can learn a lot from that guy.
Yeah.
If you pay attention because he talks kind of funny.
Yeah.
Not like his voice, the sound of his voice, but like just the analogies he makes. It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
You're trying to follow, but
yeah,
it's
like,
man, yeah.
I know you're brilliant, but you are sounding like a real dumbass right now. Great guy, though. Great guy. Don't have anything bad to say about him.
Yeah.
You got big travel plans, Dalton?
We'll see. I kind of want to go to the Smoky Mountains. That's kind of been on my list of places to go to.
It's like Tennessee and stuff, right?
Yeah, Tennessee, North Carolina.
Daytona.
Oh, what a trip. Oh. Ride.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's good country out there.
Smoky Mountains, that's
yeah.
good stuff.
Yeah, Kentucky, Tennessee.
Because I went to the Redwoods Kentucky. Last summer, and so I want to like slowly work my way through some of the... Summer? Oregon, to the Redwoods.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Nice. Had a buddy that lives out in Medford, Oregon. I was like flying into the Hayward Airport.
Really?
Yeah, Medford's pretty small airport. There's a bird that caught.
It'd be like flying into the Medford, Wisconsin airport.
Oh, pretty much. Yeah.
Speaking of planes, you guys see that one that was flying over Colorado and the engine burned up, dropped parts in like people's yard?
No.
Video of it.
Did people die?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I think it landed in their front yard. That's I think that they landed pilot. The plane, but.
Wow. Good for them.
Everyone always talks about how safe flying is.
It's not.
It's no.
That's like most Wisconsinites would rather take the road trip. Oh, it'd be like, that's 13 hours. Not bad.
Yeah.
Unless you're going like down to straight south, like it's going to be boring. But if you're going west or.
Yeah.
Southeast
once you get through, once you get through Western Minnesota and North Dakota, you're good.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, but that's a long 10 hours one way, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Isaac, Alec, and myself drove down to Georgia in November.
Oh, yeah. For Austin's wedding.
Yeah.
That couldn't have been very fun.
Especially not the ride home. We literally left Thursday morning. I think I left my house at, I don't know, 6 o'clock, pick up Isaac. We were in Eau Claire by 8 o'clock when the rental car place opened, and we met Alec there, and we hopped in the car at like 8:30, and we got down to Georgia 11 o'clock that night. I mean, you lose an hour
mm-hmm.
because of time change.
Yeah.
But it was a long haul. It wasn't that bad, but on the way back, because we got there Thursday night, Friday was a rehearsal. Saturday mm-hmm. was the wedding. We left Sunday morning.
Oh, okay.
After an open bar wedding.
Ooh. But I think like,
we took an Uber home from the wedding to our hotel, which was like a mile away. And the next morning I wake up and I'm like, this will be a great idea for me to just walk to the car
mm-hmm.
rather than get an Uber. And I was like halfway there, like a half a mile walk after that night. And I was like, oh, God, why did I choose to walk this far?
Yeah. But
the ride home you know, you deal with it. It's fun though. At, you know, you look back on it, it's like, holy shit, I drove 32 hours in a 72 hour period.
Well, I think you got that anticipation of the event. So that kind of gets you going on the way down there. Yeah. You're like, ah, oh, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Then after you have the experience, you're coming off of this high.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh man, I got to come back.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yep.
You're like 2/3 of the way through Illinois and you're like, oh my
God. Yeah. Illinois takes forever.
How
man.
Am I still in this state?
Yeah. That's a grind. I remember we drove down to Daytona for baseball 1 year. We just had like a little spring break tournament that we were playing in. And on the way back, well, I had like the night shift. I can't really sleep in cars. I don't know about you guys, but I really struggle like
under the right circumstances. Sleeping.
And so I always had the night shift because I was going to be awake. And on the way down there, this was junior year. On the way down, it was a thunderstorm when I was driving through Tennessee. And it was 2 a.m., thunderstorm, thunder and lightning, and I have all these semis around me. Everybody else in the truck has just passed out. I'm just like, God, they did not see how close that was to death. And then on the way back, we hit a blizzard in Illinois.
Oh,
and thank the Lord we had four-wheel drive on the truck. But yeah. It was like semis were trying to pass where there was no lane. And so you're just kind of going off in the shoulder, hoping you're not going to get sucked in.
That was literally the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, disaster.
I just pounded like 2 Red Bulls. I was like, here we go. Let's just power it back to Eau Claire kind of thing. But yeah, that was not fun.
I think the worst part about taking a trip from Hayward down south or something that far is when you get to Eau Claire and you're like.
And you realize
it's like, oh my God, I'm like so close to home, but. I'm still an hour and a half away. Like,
once you get to Trigo.
Like halfway to the border.
Yeah. Trigo's like the longest Trigo, 20 minutes, yeah, man.
Like you just crossed into like China when you hit Trigo. It's like, oh, I'm still so far away.
Yeah.
Trigo to Hayward sucks.
Oh, man, does
that stretch. That's terrible.
Because you get slowed down by Earl and Springbrook.
Well, yeah. It's just.
You just cruise.
It's such a dull.
And the state troopers sit in Earl and Spring.
Right. So that's why you gotta doctor that a little bit.
Oh, not 53.
27?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Cut over on Bootlake Road and
head over to Maple.
We're giving you all the tips and tricks, folks, when you're coming back from a long journey.
Step one, fly.
Roll the dice.
Yeah.
That's my especially on planes, like if you're taking off or you're landing. And then it starts to get turbulence and the plane will shake and then you get people who like freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you definitely haven't made peace with God yet because.
The best person to fly with would be my dad because he was a mechanic for airplanes for like 30 years. Big airplanes, like Delta airplanes. And he's just like, you know, it'll like shake when you're 30,000 feet in the air. Yeah. And he's just like, it's fine. These things are riveted together.
Those
fine.
Those flames will go out.
Yeah.
How fast we're going.
Oh, yeah. That geese is stuck in there. It's all right.
Yeah. Looks like we're having a goose dinner.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Shakes it off. No sweat.
That dude knows a lot about airplanes.
How long did he work for? He worked for Delta, right?
He worked for Delta for like, I don't know, 10, 12 years. And then he worked for Northwest for like 15.
Okay.
He worked for Delta when we lived in Georgia, where I was born. Uh-huh. And then moved up to Hayward and he started working for Northwest. He used to fly a lot when I was younger when he was working for the airplane for the airlines.
So he had to go. He worked up in Duluth. He
drove to Duluth every single day.
Dang, that's a great
Duluth and back every single day. Yeah.
And you guys are south of Hayward.
Yeah, yeah.
And then fast forward.
That's real dedication.
Fast forward from that 25 years or so, and my brother's doing the same thing. They come
drive
working.
Well, he used to live.
Used to live
where I live.
Yeah, he lived like close to damn near Hermantown.
Yeah.
And he was driving to Hayward every day to work.
Dude,
you got to be one of very few people living in Minnesota and teaching in Wisconsin.
I feel like some people would do it for like if they're living in Duluth and then teaching in Superior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely one of the only people that would drive that far to do that.
Yeah, that's quite a hike. But do you guys have any. It's kind of going back to like air travel. Do you guys have any pet peeves while you're on an airplane?
Dude.
Crying babies.
Stinky food. Why people bring the worst smelling foods? And they always sit next to you. And oh, for whatever reason.
You know what's worse than that? Stinky feet. Somebody kicks their shoes off on the airplane. Oh,
my favorite. This happens to me like every like third time I fly. It's always whoever sits right next to me doesn't wear deodorant.
Oh.
But they want to have like their arm ups for whatever reason. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like you can't smell like something is not dying in your armpit.
Like. Last time I was on a plane, I had kids on each side of me and they weren't that bad, but their parents probably thought I was so annoyed because there's a lot of turbulence. So I was sitting with my head back, just kind of relaxed. But to them, I probably looked just pissed.
Oh yeah.
You're just like, don't lose your cool.
Kids, yeah.
That was most times I've flown where there's been kids. It wasn't that bad, but these kids were just going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I flew one time from, we were coming back from like a cruise. Remember when we lived together, I went on that cruise over the last week of winter break. I came back like the night before classes started.
Oof.
And we flew from Miami to Boston to Minneapolis.
Jeez.
The flight. Wow. It was just a layover. It was just
one to Boston.
No, it was a layover thing, you know? We were there for like 10 minutes, but.
Hey,
I've been to Boston, you know? I think you fly right over like the Gillette Stadium when you go in there. I think. I could be completely wrong.
You're just
could
making that up.
It's the only landmark you know.
I watched Tom Brady play there.
Yeah, he threw like his 800th career touchdown. But the flight from Miami to Boston, there was a screaming infant child. And like when it's an infant, I get it. I'm not mad. It's just like, oh, was that rough?
Just unfortunate.
It's like 3 hours and 15 minutes or whatever the heck it is. And it's like, oh, your ears are just bleeding. And I honestly, I feel worse for the parents.
Yeah. Because they're responsible for it.
Well, and it's just like they feel so bad because it's like
they have that guilt.
Yeah, they're like, oh my god,
gotta apologize to everyone. Yeah. Like buy them like a steak dinner.
Standing at the tunnel to get off the airplane, like shaking everybody's hand. I'm sorry.
There's like
a dollar bill and everything.
Right. Yeah. Just like buy yourself some nice. Yeah.
Get a quarter of a bottle of water with this dollar here in the airport.
Yeah. Airport food is so expensive.
Oh my gosh.
I'd say that's one of my pet peeves. Like I had a long layover in Seattle when I was going out to Oregon. And it's just crazy expensive.
It's brutal.
I didn't like I tried to go to a McDonald's at an airport one time just because I actually know their menu, whatever.
Yeah, does a dollar menu like not exist?
That much, but I was like, whatever, I'll get two McChickens. They didn't have McChickens at a McDonald's.
Yeah. What? They had a McSteak and they charged you $50?
Yep.
And
they were out of chicken. They weren't out of seagull, though.
I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, do you want something else? I'm like,
I want my money back.
Yeah.
I didn't give her any of my no. I'm going to find something else here. I don't want a $17 Big Mac.
Right.
And a small.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they can get away with that.
Because we're willing to pay.
I think it's supply.
That's
like
that's well, like stadium eat. Prices, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to drink the beer or not?
Yeah.
Right.
$16 for a 16-ounce beer.
Yeah. Well, and then I know at Lambeau they don't even have any like water fountains or anything like that.
Yep.
And so you're just like, well, you have to buy something. You can't even get some water out of the fountain.
See, they need to do like a promotional during the second quarter, like dollar beers or something.
Just like really, the Hayward Hawks.
Really get
how much money they would make if they did that?
Well, not even the money.
If the Packers score 4 touchdowns in the third quarter, beer's a dollar.
Oh.
Well, they incentivize it.
Yeah.
Like semi-pro.
You saw Rodgers in the back of the truck with Bud Light.
Oh, yeah.
He's slinging tutties for dollar beers for the boys.
You know how he'd be a folk hero.
He would go down in the books.
Well, wasn't Matt LaFleur, he had the idea to make beer cheaper based off of how loud the crowd was.
Well, he wanted the crowd louder, so he's like, lower the prices.
So depending on how
get him a little more tuned up.
Yeah.
You ever been to a bar at 9 p.m. and 1 a.m.? There's a bit of a decibel difference.
That's
your monotony.
Yeah, then it's the same. It's just a constant crank to 10 all the time.
Good old. What did you guys watch the Super Bowl?
I made it to the third quarter before I fell asleep.
I watched like half a quarter.
It was pretty. It was a boring game. Not gonna lie. They amped it up.
Tom Brady did.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes ran for his life.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was like Hayward playing Ladysmith when Marcus didn't have an offensive line. Yeah, yeah. He would just snap the ball and then run. He still almost beat us.
Yeah. I mean, and I think too, like Super Bowl commercials are, they've kind of been like, oh, normally some people watch for the Super Bowl commercials, but in recent years there hasn't been anything that's been blowing me off.
The thing with those too is like, how can a Super Bowl commercial compete with not Vines, TikToks, and all these funny, there's so many funny things on social media.
Gosh. Yeah.
And they can say whatever they want. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how can a Super Bowl commercial really compete? I mean,
once you throw,
even if it's a funny commercial, it's nothing compared to some of the stuff that's out there now.
Let me know when you throw Rutt Daniels on a commercial, then I'll start watching.
Have a good Bill Burr commercial. Oh,
yeah. And with an F is for family attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that guy is hilarious. You remember how hard we used to laugh when we'd watch his stand-ups in college? Oh, my gosh.
Well, because he's so unfiltered.
You could probably hear our house laugh from, like, four houses down.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Well, not that they were insulated very well, you know.
It was a college house.
Yeah, it was.
Stout houses.
I don't know how half those buildings are still standing.
Patches.
Yeah,
the only two houses in Stout that I've ever stayed at is your guys's and Nolan Curley's, like in 2014.
I remember that. Didn't you go with Alex down there?
Yeah. Because I remember.
I think I was gonna go and then I bailed out last minute, and you guys had a good time.
Yeah, that was a.
Did you throw off in a fire extinguisher?
Yeah, I probably did that.
Mitch, I remember staying at your house one time. I was just coming to see what the Stout experience was like. And
I feel like I saw you that night.
Yeah, I feel like it was
neighbors.
It was a Stout homecoming or something like that. Yeah. And one of your buddies, I think he was on crutches.
He was in a wheelchair.
He was
one of our roommates' hometown buddies.
Okay. Yeah, he was in a wheelchair. He
Bennett Kafka
offered a cop a donut. He was like, I know you want it. I was like, man, that took stones.
or lack of brain wheelchair
so many times that night.
Well, somebody ended up breaking a door.
Did he break his leg or something?
He got hit by a car on campus at lacrosse.
Free tuition.
Isn't that somebody's dream? Isn't that the dream?
Well, it wasn't a campus vehicle.
That's how they get you.
Wow.
So, and he was... he decided he wanted to come to Stout anyway. I don't know who drove him. Might have been their other buddy, the baker, maybe. But
we lost Dave.
Yep.
They were trying to push his wheelchair around all night, and they hit so many things. He fell out of it probably five times. And then when he would fall out of it, somebody else would get in it, and he couldn't move. And
I think I met that kid two times, and they were both just like, holy cow. You are the man, but you are a dumb son of a bee.
Yeah, that was an interesting evening.
Yep.
I definitely know that I ran into you guys that night, but that's a long time ago.
Wasn't a grosser house than the ski house, but that was probably the weirdest house we ever lived in, just the whole setup.
Yeah.
Odd house.
Well, did you stay overnight then?
Yeah. I was upstairs.
You've been added on to like.
He was up in
times.
The lounge, huh?
I think I was like sleeping on I couldn't find a blanket, but I could find like
That's
a
the
bathroom.
Worst.
I could find a bathroom towel. So I was like trying to stay warm in this towel.
And of course, you're in a college house where it's too cheap to pay the heat bill. Yeah.
And so I was just freezing my butt off.
You wait till the internal house temperature is like 45 degrees.
Yeah. I think maybe 2 hours of sleep that night, but it was just part of the
worth it
experience. But Mitch, you were with me on the night of my 21st birthday too.
Yeah, that was summertime.
Yeah,
I went to Eau Claire to meet you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and everybody kept buying me these shots of Rumpelmans, and
shots.
Dude, I haven't had one of the like even using mouthwash now. It's still like. Like it was pretty bad.
I like them just because I mean, yeah, they taste like you're swallowing mouthwash, but they don't. I don't know. They're just not To me, they're not that nasty.
Well, I think it was just the sheer quantity that I had.
They got some punch.
It hit me when I was at Sheenan's, and one of my baseball teammates goes, he looks at me, goes, bathroom, now. And I was like, all right, man. You know better than I do right now. But I had a cup from Brothers in my back pocket, and somehow it didn't break. I remember falling, and it didn't shatter in my back pocket. And I had $5 that I have no idea how I earned.
Walk back to your house at the same time?
No, I lone wolfed it.
Nice.
I did not know that.
I did not find water, so that was good.
That's like survival mode when you just like disappear from your whole group.
Yeah. Just like, all right, here we go.
I can't.
Like, no, you got a long ways to go. You ever really drunk and you just start running because you can't feel it? You know, you got like a 15-minute walk.
I'll get there faster.
But if you just start running and you can't even feel it, so you don't get tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my buddy and I used to race back from Water Street back to our apartment. We just go full out sprint down First Avenue. It was like we were running on air.
Yeah,
but
don't even feel the pain.
We always had like a song to know that. Let's say I was home and then he came in, but he wanted to signal to me that he may have had a little too much to drink. We had like this song from SpongeBob that we sang to each other. Nice. The grill is not a home. And I was like, oh, Tyler's drunk. It happened one night when I came home and I was singing that, and he was like, should this be our song to let each other know that we've maybe had one too many? And so I'm not sure if you remember that song.
I do.
Okay.
When Mr. Krabs lets him go work for Plankton or loses him in a poker game or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Mr. Krab loses last dollar.
He loses SpongeBob.
Gosh, I think all it took for somebody to know somebody had a few in our house was
when their eyes looked like an iguana.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Down door. Crazy
chameleon eyes.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Shit, Eddie, you get that all the time.
Yeah, there was a lot of doors that were removed from the hinges.
I think that's the only time I ever got mad.
Kind of cool that we could do that with our feet, though. We didn't even use any tools.
Yeah. Or our heads.
Yeah,
or our forehead.
Yeah. So I remember going to Stout for, was it the K-Crawl? And like all you guys had like holes in your doors.
That was our nicest house, too.
Oh. Yeah,
and we still got security deposit back. Yeah. Doors must be cheap.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
We didn't get all of ours back because we left a Christmas tree in our basement, like a plastic Christmas tree.
Shut
my
up.
God.
Seriously?
It was like a dirt floor basement. We just left it down there. And then
cellar.
And then they said the blinds were too dirty that we didn't dust them well enough. They charged us like $100. We got like maybe half of our security.
We didn't even have blinds. I think I had a blanket over me.
We didn't even have hardly windows in that house because all the outside walls were bedrooms. I had like one window behind the TV.
I even did touch-up painting. Like I painted a lot of the window spots then. Just not appreciated.
You'd use a lot of
boards.
Bulldozers and flamethrowers.
Yeah.
Heaters.
Yep.
Yeah. No kidding.
Did you guys have like a go-to song that you play on like the jukebox at the bar or request?
I'm not gonna say the one because I can't even see the name in the thing.
Oh boy, that bad. Was it a Buck Cherry song?
No, it was that. What's his name? Walker Wheeler Jr.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Approach. Oh, yep. Yeah. I think I know the one.
Yep.
Yeah. And nobody ever reacted because it just sounds like a normal song until you listen to the words.
Right. Yep. Is it that sad country song with his girlfriend?
No, it's the one about...
Oh, the other one. I got it.
Eating things and kicking things.
Oh, okay. That's all you need, folks. That's all I'll give you for that.
You can Google it.
Use your imagination.
Yep. Gosh.
I don't know, man. I just have so many songs that I enjoy. And it's usually like, it'll be like a 3-month stint.
Because it gets played so much.
I really like this song. Well, I even like... I'll like repeat songs from like 5 years ago. I'll be like, God, that's a good song. I'll listen to it for like 3-4 months straight. Mm. And I won't touch it again for another 4 or 5 years. It
depends on how much you've had a drink too, I think.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Water wise, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gatorades.
Some Pedialyte.
But if you had like a go-to karaoke song, what would it be?
nothing, preferably.
Just gets up at there.
For everybody's good.
Yeah. The tequila song.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know, man. I think I've only done karaoke like twice.
Okay.
And it does not turn out well.
No. And it's usually been like, I got to be dragged.
Four people huddled around two microphones.
Yeah. Deal.
Does Hayward doesn't have a karaoke bar?
Singer, not me.
They sometimes have it at TNT's.
TNT's is fun. Used to be the Gridiron.
Oh, okay.
Used to be Caraballas.
Yeah. Oh, throwing it back. Yeah.
I never was in the establishment.
I was in there once when it was.
Was that like fine dining?
It kind of
like a supper club type.
Yeah.
Okay. Deal.
But supper clubs, yeah.
Those are the best.
Yeah. I'd say Country Roads Take Me Home, John Denver is my go-to one. Because it gets, you know.
John Denver's full of shit, man.
Oh, yeah. He's Rocky
Mountains.
What does he say? He
said, I expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier than this.
Yeah, that's right. John Denver's full of shit.
Oh, the one a group likes is Dixieland Delight.
Yes, I was trying
to. Okay, yeah.
That one.
That's it. Yeah, that's a crowd pleaser.
That one does well.
Yep.
That song in the South is like the national anthem, pretty much.
I suppose you spent a lot of time down there.
That's like, it has to be played during a drinking event. Like, it's just how it is.
It's like Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Don't Stop Believing.
Northern version of Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Southern version, I should say.
Sheesh.
What is that?
Not a geography major.
Is Dixieland Delight the one that they have?
That's the Spend My Dollar.
Oh, yeah. And then they
Beer.
Yeah.
They somebody made up a bunch of sayings to go in between them. It's like something in Tennessee, too, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
A few profanities in there, maybe.
Possibly. You guys have,
you'll have to go to a fun bar and find out, I guess.
Yeah.
Or a wedding.
Is there a favorite concert that you guys have been to? I know I haven't been able to really attend any concerts lately, but your favorite
I've
one?
I've been to two.
Eric Church is definitely Sioux Falls.
I don't go to a lot of concerts, but the best one I probably ever went to was a Green Day one.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good live. They sound just as good live as anything recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen Eric Church live?
No, but I've heard it's...
Oh, man. It's good. One of my buddies called me one time and he's like, hey, I got an extra ticket to Eric Church out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You want to go? And I was like, hell yeah, I want to go. We drove out there, stayed in a hotel. It was me and three of my buddies. And we got somehow my one friend landed out four tickets for free.
Wow.
They were like really good seats too. I've had really good luck at Eric Church concerts.
Oh, okay.
One time, I've seen him live twice, and the first time I went, we were up in the nosebleeds, and we had just got these people in front of us to go buy us some beers because we were all under the age, unfortunately.
And you're like 23, 24?
Yeah.
I was like 20 years old and 364 days or something like that. It was like real close. But
sorry, Donna.
Yes, exactly. So we get our beverages and I'm sitting on the aisle and all my friends are in from the aisle from me. And this dude comes up to me and we're way the hell up there. And he taps me on the shoulder and he goes, how many people you got with you? And I was like, look down the row.
Can count.
Seven? I'm like, I'm running out of toes here. Seven, eight including me. And he's like, all right, follow me. And I'm like, you're kicking us out right now because you just saw all of us get beer from somebody else. So he starts walking down the stairs and I turn to my friends. I'm like, hey, let's go. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I don't know, but we have to go. So I run up to the guy. And all my friends are catching up, and I'm like, hey, are you kicking us out or something? Like, did we do something wrong? And Brantley Gilbert was opening for Eric Church.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy looks at me and goes, no, I'm not kicking you out. He's like, I'm Brantley Gilbert's manager, and at every show we go to, we go up to the terrible seats, we pick random people, and we give them floor passes.
And I was like,
y'all fall,
hell yeah. And he's like, y'all 21? We're like, yeah, we're all 21.
I am now.
He gave us like drink wristbands and free floor passes
nice.
Into the concert. And I
totally like, flipped in what you were feeling then.
Yeah. I was like, this is amazing.
I don't think you'll ever get tossed from a concert for being underage.
No. You got to be pretty belligerent.
You got to you got to be doing something stupid.
What about you, Dave?
I've only been to EDC Orlando. It's like the big EDM concert with like all the big DJs. And then I went to a Jonas Brothers concert like 2 years ago and got pretty nice. Tossed there.
Yeah.
That was actually a ton
you
of fun.
You and a bunch of 12-year-old girls or what?
Yeah, dude, they're hostile as hell. Like,
they're like, what are you doing here?
Like me and my friend from the Marines went like, because it was like a joke thing. We listened to them on deployment stuff. Like even for ops, it was a weird time. So yeah, we went to this concert and all these girls were like me mugging us and we're like, we're OG Jonas Brothers fans. Like you guys don't even know. And so my friend Wyatt was like talking shit to all these like 12-year-old girls. And then like they came out and they fucking tore it up. It was sick.
Yeah. I've actually heard that they put on pretty
good. Yeah, it was gnarly.
Yeah.
It'd be like going to a Hannah Montana concert. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Oh,
damn.
Hannah Montana.
Montana. I said Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Shout out Adam Sandler.
I saw, I want to say Chris Stapleton was probably up there. He played at the Deck.
Really?
Yeah, he was up at the Deck.
When?
I want to say this was like 2 summers ago or something like that.
Is he the one that does parachute?
Yeah.
Remember when I had you convinced it was pair of shoes? You kept yelling at people to play pair of shoes.
That was in college.
Oh my gosh.
Tuesday night on my birthday.
Cut me some slack.
Pair of shoes.
A good DJ would be like, I know what he means.
I still say that quite a bit just for fun. It's really
baby,
really
I will be times. Your. Pair of shoes.
It sounds when you're screaming.
I suppose. Yeah.
And you can't really hear anyway.
Yeah.
I can't believe he was at the Deck.
Yeah.
How long ago did he become big time?
I'm not sure. Yeah, it must have been like Tennessee Whiskey was his first like big smash hit to hit the radio charts. But he'd been writing for a while before then.
Okay.
Like writing for other artists and stuff like that. But
then he just woke up one day and decided he had the voice of an angel.
Pretty much.
It's like Fergie mixed with Jesus.
Something like that. He's a songbird of his generation.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a hell of a movie, though.
Step Brothers?
Oh, my God.
There's so many quotable lines from
Jack
that.
Reacher. But it's pretty good.
That was a wild movie that came out.
You know who I think learned that quoted that movie front to back as soon as it came out was Austin.
Oh my God.
That guy can quote movies more than anybody I know.
Guy loves the Sandler movies.
Oh yeah.
If you guys had to like cast a movie that took place in Hayward, who would you want to be in the movie?
Oh God.
Like a Bloodhook remake. Who would be in it?
What's Bloodhook?
Tell me what? You've seen that movie.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh,
we should. It's a movie.
I have it. I have it here.
It was what?
It's a like a horror movie made in Hayward about a killer fisherman.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. 1970s. I have it here.
Snag people out of the boat.
It was really cast in Hayward.
It was filmed here.
It was filmed here.
It's a garbage movie. Yeah, it's very
low budget.
Wasn't
there one with like Johnny Depp or something filmed around here too?
Well, it was Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Oshkosh.
It was filmed in like
same
northern
state.
Wisconsin.
It was surrounded by John Dillinger.
That's really
was
cool. Broken up in two areas, Madison and the rest of the state. Yeah. Okay. If it wasn't in Madison, it was basically in Hayward.
We'll have to do that if we do another podcast. We'll have to watch that and just like a DVD commentary, but we'll just
what's happening Bloodhook. That'd be a good episode.
Horror movie.
Yeah.
But a remake would be
good.
Give
me another storyline to remake them.
Okay. Trailer Park Boys.
Oh my God.
It'd be the same thing.
It'd be the same guys.
There's literally a person in Hayward named Jim Leahy. Yeah. And he's not nearly like.
He lives right by
me.
He's a fishing guy.
He is. And he's a damn good fishing guide, actually. But I mean, he's nothing like the Jim Leahy you see on Trailer Park Boys. But that's a tough one to do. Throwing Mitch,
I don't know who
bus.
You would get to even do a lot of
TV show or a movie.
We could do that 70s show right here. Maybe not. This is a garage, not a basement.
Yeah.
You know, same idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could probably only do a movie.
Is there any businesses in Hayward you can compare with Dunder Mifflin?
LP or
Arklin?
Johnson Timber? somewhere in that area. So,
well, doesn't Arklin like damn near make paper?
Yeah. It's nothing to do with like printer paper. Okay. Copy paper.
I mean, you could do something like to fit the area though, like a logging company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could probably, if you looked at a company, you could find people
within. You could
make
a almost Letterkenny-like show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Letterkenny for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be.
There is some things that go on in this town where it's just like, oh, God, this should be on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could make so much money. Or if you just made the moccasin a TV show.
Just a reality television show?
Yeah. Like Cheers, but for the moccasin.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more bar fights than in Cheers.
Yeah.
Dusting off the mounts.
Actually, I can say that I think I've only ever witnessed one fight in a bar in Hayward ever. And it was not even like a.
Can I take a guess which one was that?
What?
Was it Good Nights?
No,
I've never stepped foot in.
You'd have to be. I was going to say I've never been to Good Nights.
I've been in there once.
AKA Good Fights.
One time. Actually, kind of a cool setup. And
really?
A decent bar.
Gets a bad rap.
I've never been in there yet.
It does get a bad rap. I mean, I don't know why. It's
going there with a group.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say don't go in there alone. Hey,
you got my back.
Yeah.
All right, we good.
Yeah. Not saying going in there solo.
Yeah. Don't want to be doing anything crazy like that. I mean, as many people here that go to the bars and have fun. Seems like it's more just a fun time rather than a fighting time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got the same goal in mind.
Yeah.
Drink a few beers. Go Hawks. It's all good.
Yeah.
Some cheese curds.
Didn't Brett Favre get kicked out of the Mock?
Yeah, I guess he came here and got really a rowdy. Kind of made of an ass of himself when he was here.
It takes a lot for like Brett Favre to get kicked out of the Mock. Like you're going to.
Didn't take a lot for our buddy.
One of your friends got kicked out of the Mock?
We don't need to name drop him, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like a Wednesday. He's an outer town guy.
Oh, okay.
It was like a Wednesday night. Him and his dad were on the way back from Canada.
Yeah.
They made a pit stop in Hayward because his grandparents used to have a cabin here, you know, likely story living in
Hayward. Yeah.
Oh, you know somebody that had a cabin in Hayward? Imagine that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they stopped here.
On the floor at like 9.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, man.
He said anglers went to the Mock. He threw up and he couldn't even hold himself up. That's the first time I've ever seen someone get thrown out of the Mock.
And it takes
probably
skill.
It does.
He was trying to. What did I do?
Yeah, standing next to his pile of shit.
Oh my gosh!
What did I do? Well, take a look at your feet, buddy.
I've never been to the. Is it the Hut? Is that what it's still called?
Yeah. That's out on 77.
27.
Or 27. Yeah.
Right by Wilderness Walk.
Yeah. Never been to that one yet.
I guess that place used to be a lot of fun because my parents
were
in high school
DUIs
with the guy that
or what?
Started it. What's that?
Till they cracked down on DUIs or what?
Probably, but
DUI checkpoint.
Yeah. Basically, the guy who owned it at the time, maybe still does, bought it when he was like in his 20s. So all his friends would go there. So it'd be like someone we graduated with owning a bar. Everybody would go there.
Yeah.
If you guys had a bar, what would you name it?
I got nothing.
You got. If you were an old.
The Floppy Crappie?
Yeah, that's a good one.
The chum bucket. Like, what would you name it?
I think, yeah, the Flappy Crappy.
That'd be it?
Yeah. That's a problem. I mean,
now, okay, you got to think, what kind of abbreviation do people use? You know what I mean?
FC, like, it'd be like football, be like, club.
Where are you going tonight? People say the mock. Okay.
Yeah.
You going to the flop? You going to the crop?
Going to the crop. Going flop to the crop. FC? Yeah. Flop crop? I don't know.
What's up?
Would you own a bar?
Or would you open a bar?
Around here?
Yep. Or anywhere. Mainly around here.
The Moccasin is such a good name.
It is.
Moccasin 2.0.
I'm surprised there's nothing around here that's like called like the cabin or like something like that.
Our ice fishing heater in the garage here is out of propane. Let there be light. Because you have to listen to us a little longer.
Yeah. I didn't even realize it was off until I came in.
I didn't either.
I like what's the name of that? It's a campground. It's like the Namacogan.
Camp Namacogan?
Yeah.
Never been there. I heard they have really good burgers.
That's a fun time.
Never been.
That's like damn near Intrigo, isn't it?
No, it's right by it's just past that campground there. Where was that last bar you said that was at?
Yeah.
It's out towards there. We're kind of
Do you turn off on Highway E to get to it?
I don't know.
Is it right off of 63?
Yeah, you got to go left before you get to the Spooner Blows Bridge. Yeah, it's down that way.
Okay, I kind of know.
That's a fun time.
Where it is. That'd be damn near like closer to your Boylan Road than it is Hayward. Take Stone Lake Road home.
I mean, I guess you could find your way there, but yeah, that's a fun place to go.
We're sending our listeners all over the place.
Yeah. All the boys
like,
in here.
Just like,
where the hell are we supposed to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. According to the map, we've only gone 4 inches, but we've hit 18 bars.
We're given local directions. Well, you know that one house? Take the right there. Yeah.
That birch tree that got cut down 15 years ago that was on the northeast side of the road. Yeah, you take a. Take it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll take you where you want to go.
Yeah.
See a shot up stop sign, take a left.
Yeah.
Try to give someone actual road names. They're like, what the hell is 63?
Yeah. 63 what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that like 63rd Avenue or?
Is that like by Quick Trip or?
I have friends like from Minnesota that come over here and they're like super confused about highways being letters.
Like county roads? Like E,
yeah.
B?
Yeah. They're like, what are you talking about, County Highway B? Like, how is that a thing? I'm like, I don't know. We must have ran out of numbers or something. Yeah.
Some of them feel like a highway, like B, and then you got ones like E, where it's like it's not a highway, that's a road.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine taking like Old 53, you know, where that the road sign is by Solon there.
Yeah.
And you just hop on that all the way to Duluth. Like, what was that?
I don't know. Not the expressway.
No. Couldn't go 70.
Yeah.
Good.
Try.
Yeah. Probably eat a couple deer on the way. Speaking of which, I hit my first deer last week. That was awesome.
And how much damage did it do?
It's in the junkyard. The car is.
Really?
Yeah, it totaled it.
Keep anything off the deer?
No, I actually...
A headlight.
Yeah. No, I let it lay in its final resting place, RIP.
The Subaru?
Yep.
Dang. The Millennium Falcon.
Literally, like, I tend to somehow consider myself somewhat of a lucky person, but last week defied all odds of luck that I've ever had.
See, you have bad
luck. How so? Do tell.
Oh, it was so bad. So Monday morning, it like was still 20 below, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving to work. Like I do 5 days a week and I'm driving the same road that I do every day. And it was just so cold that I think the roads were just so froze up that it was just slick everywhere no matter what. So like I'm driving on, you know, anywhere but a highway. That's only the highways are blacktop at that point. You turn 20 feet off on a side road and it's going to be 2 inches of ice with, you know, they spread some sand and stuff on it.
Yeah.
So I'm driving and I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I was going 25 miles an hour. That's mm-hmm. it. And I take the
sideways.
Yeah, apparently. So I take a turn, and it is like, it is by no means a sharp turn. It is a very gradual turn, very easy to do at 25 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And I do think that I know I bought really cheap tires because they were really cheap. And I
was like, naturally, that's
how I was like, yeah, what the hell, you know? Cheap tires, what's the difference? I know how to drive. Apparently, I don't know how to drive cheap tires, but I was taking this turn at 25, and I'm driving, and all of a sudden, I just feel like the back end of my car, like, scooting closer to the front of the car. And I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm going to be late for work, so I'm going to land myself in the ditch. Well, it was so damn cold, I bounced off the ditch that is a huge snowbank, you know, that's just frozen solid. And my bumper, you know, it's a older car, not super old to the point where it's all metal, but
the
front bumper itself is plastic. So I hit the ice, I bounce it off the bank, and my bumper just shatters into a million pieces. I was just like gone. And then it spun me around enough that I hit the backside of my car on the same part of the snowbank, which I don't know how I could do this driving so damn slow, but.
And then you hit a deer?
Well, so get this. After this happens and I have no bumper. So yeah, if you see a car driving around with no bumper, it's me. But I drive home, swap cars, because I'm like, God, this thing's ugly now. There's nothing like structurally wrong with it. It just looks terrible.
Yep.
So I grab my other car, go to work. Monday go by, Tuesday goes by. Wednesday I had to run towards Spooner to drop off a set of horns, deer horns from this, or antlers from this earlier season to go on a hunting plaque. Well, it makes sense because I'm driving home from the taxidermist, right? Where I just dropped off some antlers to get put on a plaque.
Yep.
And I am like coming home, and it's just at the right time of day where you can't see anything because it's like it's dark enough where you need to have headlights, but it's also light enough to where the headlights don't do very much. You know, where you can just like see the shadow of stuff in the snow.
That's my favorite.
But the road is kind of a blur, and I'm just driving along, and all of a sudden there's a head of a deer 2 feet from my car. And it takes, and I slam on the brakes, and it takes one more leap, and boom, I have a totaled car.
How fast are you going?
I mean, I was on 27, so I was going 60, and I hit the brakes and probably hit the deer at 50.
Wow.
And it just totaled it.
Yeah.
It was done.
Oh, I'll just want to go.
So that sucked really bad. And then to add insult to injury, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I go to Mille Lacs on Friday night after work to do some ice fishing with some buddies. And I don't know. I have some sort of medical condition in my jaw.
Something like that.
That just makes it not want to work sometimes.
Okay.
So I'm literally sitting with my buddies in the ice house, jigging for walleyes like we do. And I'm sitting there telling a story about something stupid, I'm sure. And I yawn, and my jaw just like pops open. It's just like stuck open. And this is like the fourth time this has ever happened to me in my whole life. And it's the most painful thing in the world. And you got to go to the emergency room to get it all taken care of. And the closest emergency room to Mille Lacs Lake is 40 minutes away.
Oh.
So we get in the truck and we drive to the emergency room, and I'm in just excruciating pain the whole way. And I'm like, I finally get done and they pop it back in place or whatever. And they're just like, you had a rough week. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Two vehicles down the shitter, and then my jaw decides to just lock open for no reason.
You know, it's just one foul swoop though. Would you rather have it be in 1 week where you just get all this bad luck, or would you have it spread out?
That's true. Yeah. And it happens in threes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe I should go buy a lottery ticket or something. Probably not.
You're probably gonna have triplets.
Yeah, right.
We'll go back to this podcast here in about 6 months.
Yeah, right. You're dumb. Oh man.
Mitch, how long did your car last? I like when you finally put that thing down. I was like happy for you, but I was like low key pissed because like I had like five cars by the time he's had to put one down.
Yeah, I had it 9 years.
Oh my god,
I had like 260,000 miles on it, and it was still running and driving fine, but the frame was just gone. Parts were just hanging.
Oh, okay.
Just flopping around.
You should see my car after hitting the ice bank.
No, this was like parts on the frame.
Oh, hanging. Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah, and then that when it started
was a beast, though.
When it started leaking brake fluid, I was like, well, there's no point in fixing it when it could fall apart at any time.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It was a bummer, though. It was still running.
That car...
It never failed me once.
It drove on the frozen ice of Hayward Lakes and the sands of Daytona Beach.
Yeah. Yep.
Went a lot of places.
I cannot believe that car took us from Menominee, Wisconsin to Daytona Beach, Florida.
Without a hiccup.
Not even. I mean, the only thing that happened was it got a little hot sitting in traffic in Nashville.
Traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But
didn't have any issues, though.
Huh.
That thing was unbelievable. Meanwhile, David's gone through like 8 vehicles in that time.
Almost. Well, the amount of money I've spent on repairs is definitely twice as much.
Yeah. Mitch, do you remember that road trip we took down to Milwaukee with Eric and JT and you and I?
Did you guys go to a Brewers game or something?
We did.
Brewer game and back from Hayward in the same day.
Oof.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's commitment.
Holy cow.
But the whole time we were stopping at different gas stations trying to see who could get beer.
Nice.
Yeah.
He got her done.
Did he?
Yeah.
How many stops did it take?
Young. 4?
We were down by Milwaukee when the guy...
We were in like Deerfield?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
It was like JT goes in there. Well, actually, we all went in the gas station, but... We all came back to the car, and JT was the last one in there. He slaps a case of Coors Light on the counter, and the guy goes, "When were you born?" JT goes, "91." Kid goes, "Okay." Comes out holding it up over good his enough. Head like yeah, it's, like Simba.
It's only and, a matter of time before it works somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then you guys were drinking it the rest of the day, and then we had to drive back through like a whole... thunderstorm was the whole way back, but you guys were mooning different cars on the way back. We got this guy like to laugh. Like the first time he was kind of giving us a straight face, and then they passed us, and then we caught up to them again, and they mooned him again, and the guy is like shaking laughing in his car. His wife's like right in the passenger seat. Dead face.
not having it,
but the guy's just laughing it up.
I do like to think that when I'm like
that was a fun day though
40 some years old
cheese curds throwing it
punk ass kids drive by me after a day of boozing and you know
Brewers got their butts kicked too.
But I do hope that when that happens to me someday, I have the courtesy to laugh at them instead of be like, what a bunch of idiots. And I'm like, oh wait, that wasn't me, but I know some people that did that.
Yeah.
There was no consequence. I didn't learn any.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah,
we had a good day.
It's all good, clean fun.
Yeah. Could you imagine like a road trip with a bunch of us, like high school buddies going down somewhere? That'd be an interesting trip.
Be like half mellow, half. No.
I feel like it would go in phases. Like the first, like if you're going on like say a 12-hour road trip, the first like 2-3 hours you're just vibing, having a good time, and then you're probably like in a lull for 3 or 4 hours, and then you start getting close.
Take a nap.
Yeah. It's like, damn, it's 4 o'clock. I should probably take a nap.
People all get rowdy at different times.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then at the end, everybody comes together and like, holy crap, we're almost there.
I feel like that'd be like the coming of age movie we'd film in 2021.
That'd be a fun little live feed.
Yeah. Checking in with the van. How you guys doing? Holding up, all right.
Yeah. Isn't it weird to think kids born in 2000 can drink now?
That's
wow. Yeah.
My brother's one of them.
Yeah.
Born in 2000.
I still think he's in like fourth grade.
Yeah.
I still feel like he's in fourth grade or super hungover at your wedding.
I was like, tell me, yeah, dude, just stick your fingers in your throat. He'll throw them. And then his face was just white, dude.
He was just beating sweat.
Yeah.
What a champ, though.
Dave and I,
I'm glad you guys
took him under our wing. Like, and we were like, hey, man.
We know our thing or two. We've seen a thing or
two. Yeah. We are David and Eddie. Bump it up, bump, bump, bump.
Yeah. Put you on my wing.
Come here, buddy.
Yep.
You'll be all right.
He held it, dude. He held his own.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Good kid. He'll always be a good kid when he's 60 years old.
Yep. Yeah.
He'll still be in third grade to me. It's funny how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop getting older, yeah. I guess.
Yep. What do you think retirement homes will look like when, like, nursing homes will look like when we're old?
Oh, it's going to be wild.
They have to be automated. That's what we're all listening to. That's what we're used to.
Some, like, Fetty Wap playing, like, 8 o'clock in the morning.
There's, like,
Little Wayne.
There's, like, 9-year-old people playing Xbox.
Yeah.
Play Lollipop.
That is something to think. I've never thought about that.
You got like Madden tournaments going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's throwing and doing side bets and yeah. shit. It's like I thought this was a nursing home, not a casino,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
Come on, tone it down a little bit.
I drink a Monster and vodka and I'm like 75 years old.
Just
imagine how it would be like for you and I, Mitch, where it's like we lived together when we were what, 22 years old?
Yeah.
And then when we're 85, we start living down the hall from each other again. It's like, hey, do you have the keg in your room today?
Yeah. And the diapers.
Yeah. I just got to know, man.
Yeah. You know me, dude. Yeah.
Diapers just came in. Let's drink.
Yeah.
You send an email, which is like snail mail in that time, you know?
Yeah.
Makes you like 30 seconds to get it, which is just way too long at that point in time.
Mm.
Hopefully diapers will be like self-wiping by then. No. Just plug in the Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah. Hey, can you share the password with me? I just got here.
Yeah.
I don't want to log in on the guest stuff like the hotels. It's always slower.
Yeah. It will be interesting though.
Oh, it's,
I mean, I know we're far from it.
We've got time.
But it'll just be, interesting to see how that progresses. Like, because you know how, like, our parents still listen to music from high school and stuff like that. And, I mean, I still enjoy 80s music, but, like, what will be music like, oh, this is what I grew up listening to. Will you play that for your grandkids kind of thing?
Well, like, listening to
some of it.
Yeah. When we're really old, listening to like Def Leppard or Motley Crue is going to be like listening to Beethoven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
It'll be like a Frank Sinatra type.
It's not all EDM.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's going to be, oh, man.
Wi-Fi won't even be a word.
God forbid we all make it that long.
Yeah.
You know?
I honestly didn't think I'd make it to 23. So
yeah. I'm feeling like I'm feeling rolling the right dice now. Every day here.
I consider myself middle-aged.
I turned 26 and I thought I threw my hip out or something, you know?
You're old.
I know, dude. I feel, you'd got to buy your own health insurance and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, that's the next step, man.
What the hell is that about?
Rent a car?
Yeah, that's the only perk.
Wait till you try to use the health insurance, then you'll really be saying, what the hell?
Yeah, I did when my job hopped open.
And you still paid it out of pocket.
Didn't meet your deductible, buddy.
You're still $8,000 short.
You were only there for 45 minutes, but apparently they get paid a lot an hour.
You're going to pay in a couple $100 a month, and then when you got an $80 bill, we're not gonna do anything.
Yeah. Sorry, did you read the fine print?
Yeah. I think I can handle my broken leg myself.
Good business idea though.
Might as well
go to insurance. Yeah. Or people pay us every month and then we do nothing.
Yeah. I thought about doing that for like getting to the college textbook game. So think of how much I spent on textbooks, and then like for the return, it's like, I'll pay. Whatever.
What's it cost to print a textbook, and then you gotta buy it for $400?
I spent $140 on a used textbook last semester.
I tried to turn it back in. They'd give me $27 for it.
They're GameStop,
best
actually.
Thing about UW Stout.
Yeah.
University bookstores are GameStop.
Yeah. That was something I didn't appreciate enough in school is all the UWs, you just rent your textbooks.
And, rent, you mean check them out. Yeah. You don't even pay.
Yeah.
Well, it's included
in your tuition. Yeah.
But it's like $100 for all your books forever.
Yeah, when you look at the breakdown, it's like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
That's what. Yeah, that was what was nice about
the UW. Yeah, Bible had that same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
UMD, different story.
Buy them. Yeah,
you got to pay to breathe their oxygen there.
They got that ozone free stuff. College itself, very expensive.
Yeah,
worth every penny though.
I was gonna say, yeah, the experiences and stuff.
I mean,
like
not
that.
Only what you learn, but the
what you learn,
shit you get
what
away
you learn
with.
Outside
yeah,
school.
Yeah, the shit you can get away with.
I learned way more shit just about being an adult than I did.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, or that independence.
Yes. Yeah.
Much of an adult.
It's amazing how like when you go live at college, and then say you come back and live with your parents for the summer, it's like. Oh my God!
Mm-hmm.
How did I ever do this?
You guys aren't eating hot dogs tonight.
Yeah,
you're fancy.
Yeah, what the hell? There's no ramen noodle here.
Yeah.
Ugh, we didn't have spaghetti three times.
Yeah. SpaghettiOs.
Like you don't even blink twice together, at it though. In college,
when we lived together, I'd always be making like venison backstrap or something like that, and all our roommates from like you know the big city of De Pere, Wisconsin, they're like. Holy shit, that
it
looks so
lived
good.
Out
man.
Of a microwave.
Yeah.
It's cholesterol, what's that?
Yeah. Never heard of her.
No I remember like making like the warm water for like the ramen noodles out of like a coffee pot.
Yeah.
At Platteville.
Oh my.
Dude, that water at Platteville.
Dorms
is
were different. That
bad.
Was like camping almost.
Oh. Yeah. Well, no AC.
It wasn't like camping at a time. It was like camper camping. You had to kind of.
In a brick box. Yeah. Every college though has like their own like it's just such a different atmosphere wherever you go like mm-hmm. every college has
it's
like
it's a little
own.
City
yeah
mm-hmm.
like Stout is definitely different than Eau Claire
mm-hmm.
and Eau Claire is definitely different than Platteville like
Platteville all have their different own place
yeah Platteville's just different in general like, God
well we're closing in on an hour and a half here boys
holy cow and we're out of heat
nope. Yeah
we've been
we have been out of heat
well want to thank you guys for coming over again and sitting down and talking to us. This was a lot of fun again.
Yeah,
well,
thanks for having us.
A good time.
Thank you very much, man.
Yeah. All right. That's all for this week's episode and live from the Northern Nerd Garage.
It's a beautiful place. Check it out if you're in the area.
Airbnb.
Yep, Airbnb. We got a
$300 a night. It's a steal.
Yep.
Bring your own sleeping bag.
Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.